We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. People often ask us, is it easy to make people laugh? Well, no, it isn't. It's hard work, it's strain, and it's effort. That's why we don't bother. And by we, I mean Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Mike Harding and Graham Garden on my left. Not forgetting the only scorer I know who's always left with two to carry, our lovely bouncy Samantha. Yep. We're going to start teams with an ad-lib poem. As you know, those of you listening at home and those of you in the studio, I'm going to give someone the first line of a poem, and they continue until I buzz them like that, and the next person continues. Mike, you're going to start this one, and this is rather nice. Halfway up the stairs is a stair where I sit. It's from A.A. Milne.
It's another R.A.C. Milne.
Halfway up the stairs is a place.
Come on, get on with the game, teams.
Halfway up the stairs is a place where I sit. I go with half a pound of dates, and all the stones out I spit. My grandma taught me this to do when I was but a widger.
What's a widger?
Something too difficult to rhyme with, isn't it?
Yes.
You can make up anything you want, can't you?
I often play with my widger, said Christopher. I said, did you?
Excellent.
No wonder that you're short and blind, you naughty little toad.
Be off with you, go down the stairs and go and play in the road. Meanwhile, in the nursery, the toys were coming out.
It was about time they did, I thought. And they all gave a shout.
A whoopsie daisy, whoopsie me.
This is what they'd say.
The chocolate soldier stood by the fire and melted clean away.
This is the point where I give teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing later on in the programme. This week we'll be asking them for the late arrivals at the Vicar's Ball. Vicar's Ball. We have a round called Mad Wriggle. It's a musical round in which each team will give us a folk song, or madrigal, on a specified subject. Tim and Willie, would you like to give Mike and Graham a subject for their folk song, please?
Yes, we'd like it to be the Sellafield Catch.
Start, Mike. You're a folky.
Anya, Onya, I'll sing of Bonnie Sellafield on the hills of Cumbria, and the 8-foot prawns that crawl ashore and overturn the car. Oh, but now they've closed the station down, and 'tis an amusement park, yeah. You can tell the folks what's been there, 'cause they all glow in the dark.
Okay, Mike and Graham, could you give Tim and Willie now their subject?
Yeah. We'd like them to sing, please, the Lay of the Chartered Accountant.
Our wandering chartered accountant to a massage parlour went. He said, I'll put it to you straight, I am extremely bent. I come here seeking tax relief. Have you the chains and ropes? They said, no, but we can thrash you with small buff envelopes.
with nasty little windows. Oh.
Well done, teams. Samantha's just handed me the score. This is a game called Headlines. I shall give our teams a news story and ask them for appropriate headlines from newspapers or the Sun. First story, the Gadarene swine. Let's have a headline from you, Mike Harding, from the Financial Times.
The Gadarene swine in the Financial Times headline was pork scratchings up 2 points.
Willie, how about you for the Jewish Chronicle?
Israeli fleet attacked by non-kosher missiles.
Graham, the Sun.
The Sun, nude pigs in Satanist death plunge.
And, Tim, will you take your headline from The Sporting Life?
Snout to snout finish in pork derby.
Another Guardian.
Yes, Mike.
Holy man in animal experiment row.
One from the Pig Breeders Gazette. Gadarene disaster, obituaries, page 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Morning Star, police leap off cliff.
Right, we'll go on to another story now, and this story is David and Goliath. Story of David and Goliath. Headlines, please, from the Daily Express. Graham Gardner.
The Express. Goliath slays David.
Tim, what about the Daily Telegraph?
I was first in after the stone, writes Max Hastings.
That's a ripple there. Mike, I'd like the Financial Times headline for you, please.
Amalgamated strings up 2 points.
And Willie Rushton, you've been waiting for this, The Sun headline.
Gotcha, you bloody Philistine.
Any more?
Well, I would just like to go to Pig Breeders Gazette. David slays Goliath, no pigs involved.
Few the, pigs involved. Few.
The early edition of The Guardian carried the headline, David slaps Goliath. But that was later corrected to David slays goldfish.
A Sporting Life, Goliath to make comeback.
Okay, then, we'll go on to the next round. All right, Samantha Lovey? Got a score? Got a score for us there? Good. Sound charades. Using only the immense versatility of their voices, each team will in turn now give us a charade of a play, a film, book or picture or whatever. The other team will then have to guess what it is or why they bother to do it. And the answer will go up on our electronic scoreboard here in the studio, while a mystery voice now reveals all to our listeners at home.
Lou Grant. Lou Grant.
We're going to start with you, Mike. We're going to start with you, Mike and Graham. Is it a film or a book or what?
TV.
How many words do we know?
Two words.
Yes?
Good morning, I'm from the council.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Come about the planning permission and the money that you require.
Ah.
And what was the money for exactly?
It's for the outside toilet. City by Ecthanos.
Ah, well.
Ferrets is getting cold in winter and I have to go out there with them dummy trousers like.
Be absolutely no problem at all. Should you just sign here, please?
Thank you. Sign. Scribble, scribble, scribble. The end.
The end.
Right.
Right. Tim and Willie, start thinking.
Price is Right? Opportunity Knocks?
Audience, you can help. If they get warm, you can give them a little bit of applause to help them along. They haven't yet, but if they do...
Coming round, providing with a grant, was it, Willie? Can you remember?
Lou Grant.
In case they missed toilet, it at home, it
toilet
is...
Grant.
Toilet Grant.
Lou. John Grant.
Very good.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tim and Willie, it's your turn to do a charade now. And it's going up on the electronic computer here in the studio. And here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
Noises off. Noises off.
It's good. You've got the whole first chapter.
I'll pick it up with two words play.
Let me say this straight off. And I say it with no fear that anyone will contradict anything I have to say on this subject. Because you're sensible. Oh my, the government feels that this is probably the best course, in fact definitely the best course, and that the Prime Minister knows it's the best course, and I think, good night.
Okay, start guessing. Graham and Mike.
Oh. Wind?
No.
Flatulence?
We'll get you nowhere.
Trumpets and raspberries.
Trumpets and raspberries?
No, good. Yeah. Try.
Not raspberries, not wind. Nothing else you can call it on the radio. Is it on in the West End at the moment?
Mm. On for several years, or even off for several years.
Noises off. I thought it was a dead long title. It was.
And Mike and Graham, you're going to do another charade now. It's going up on the electronic board here, and here it is for you at home.
Oh, Swedish gangbang. Swedish gangbang. Just might leave it in by mistake.
The Outsider. The Outsider.
Okay. Is it a film or a play or a what?
It's a book.
A book. How many words?
Two words.
You touched your ear. Does that mean it sounds like?
No.
It just means I've got an itchy ear. Here we go.
Can I come in?
No.
No highway. What's that called?
No entry. No. Does no come into it? Anything negative come into the title?
No.
Too serious. No?
First word's a very short one, I should tell you.
The second word isn't.
Could be if you said it first.
Can I come in? No.
It's part of the title. Get out. I don't read that book.
Get Carter. Out or get?
I don't know.
That's no use.
Get.
Get?
Out.
Ah.
And that's not the first word.
That's the long second word, is it? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Try and get the first word.
Stay out.
No, it's a very short word. Quite a common one.
Oh, out. Not out.
The out.
Not in.
A out.
The out.
Be out. The outsider.
Be more de-
Oh.
Brilliant. Let's hurry along now to your charade, Tim and Willie. It's going up on the board here, and here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
Blind date. Blind date.
Right, Tim and Willie, is it a book or a play or what?
It's a play.
How many words?
Oh, sorry, I've been served an absolute lie, that. Sorry. I put it this way, it's a television show. And it's two words.
Right, carry
and
on.
And we'll do them both together, all right?
Yes.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Now, there you have me. Good question, but wasted on me. I could tell you, but the guide dog's gone after the cat.
Oh.
Lover.
The lovers? No, that's often not on there.
How nice, though, if you think that.
Weekend World. There's a lot of people do it at weekend, you know.
Is there a the in it?
Did you hear his...
An, the...
Is one of them an article?
You get a huge round of applause if and or the was in it.
They might just be on your side.
Well, you get
know.
Just by saying out. Did you hear Willie talking about dogs at all?
Huckleberry Hound! I'm clutching at straws now, kid.
I heard it.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare Waller.
Guide dog.
Oh. Guide dog. Blue Peter.
I don't think you're going to get it, are you?
Balconies in it at all? The dog on the balcony?
Could be. It's difficult. It's difficult
balcony
to see
dog.
From here.
Deputy dog. Difficult to see.
Difficult.
It's not blind, is it?
Blind love, blind passion. Lust. Respect, regard.
I'll give you a short clue. January the 5th.
Blind date.
OK, we're going to rush on now to a round called Misleading Advice in the Railway Station. I want suggestions from our teams for misleading advice in a railway station, and the first prize is a job at Victoria. Start with you, Willie Rushton.
Yes, this is the London train.
Best be quick, the pork pies are always popular.
Connecting doors between carriages are all automatic.
Please lean out of the window.
Comfortable hammocks are located above the seats.
One, 125 means it's a train that'll stop on request.
This train will be on time. And our inspector will be pleased to give you any information you require.
The ticket collectors are always happy to change a £50 note.
And cheerful porters will carry your luggage.
We are getting there.
Any more?
British Rail personally pick and train their own hostesses on the stations. Their telephone numbers can be found in any phone kiosk.
All our pies are fresh. Please ignore the barking.
The sausage rolls are meant to move.
OK. Well, I think we'd better get on to the next round, and it's one that involves our pianist, Colin Sell. Colin got where he is today through years of arduous practice and profound study. Selfless industry, which now reaps its just reward as we invite him to accompany the teams as they sing one song to the tune of another. Graham Garden, I'm going to ask you to sing the words of Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavour to the tune of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Memory.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight if your mother says don't? Chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight if you pull it out like rubber?
All together now.
Will it snap right back and bite if you place it on the left side? Will you find it on the right?
Thank you, Graham. That brings your score to 6, and we go on to Tim. And I want you, Tim, to sing the words of the Hokey Cokey to the tune of the March of the Toreadors from Carmen.
Good luck, Tim. You put your left arm
monkey and turn around. That is what it's all about. You put your right arm up, right arm in, right arm out.
Your turn, Mike, now, and I want you to sing the words of the whole... the whole... Sorry.
Go for it, Hart. Go for it.
Right. Mike, if you'll sing the words of the whole of the elephant's pot.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear that.
We missed
Wait a
that
minute.
One,
You've got to let the chairman compose himself. Mike, the words of the hole in the elephant's bottom to the tune of... to the tune, wait for it, of Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago.
I wanted to go on the stage, but the parts that they gave me were rotten. Now in pantomime, I'm all the rage. I'm the hole in the elephant's bottom. Two little boys in the stalls, great big pea shooters they've got 'em, and they spend all their time shooting peas up the hole in the elephant's bottom. The chorus girls all think I'm it. Oh, talents, they say that I've got 'em, and I wink at the band in the pit through the hole in the elephant's bottom.
Oh, they don't write them like that anymore.
They never did.
It's up to you, Willie Rushton, to even up the score now with the words of Send in the Clowns to Early One Morning.
Oh. Isn't it rich? Are we not a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns, isn't it bliss? Don't you approve one who keeps tearing around? One who can't move, where are the clowns? Send in the clowns, just when I'd stopped opening doors. Finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there.
I thought that version had marginally the edge on Elizabeth Taylor's version. This is the point in the programme where I sit back and enjoy the late announcements, which this week teams is for the Vicar's Ball. And that brings us to the end of this week's programme.
I have a lively trio which I'll try out on you. Tedium, Benedictus and Magnificat.
Being an ecumenical thing, there's a couple of Roman Catholic popes come across.
Couple?
First one, well, it's a schismatic show, this. First one's Pope Cicola. And the second one is a German pope, Pope Goz the Weasel. The Spanish couple with their son, who's recently ordained, Signore, Señorita Comuno, their son... Ole, como you know.
Old Manchester United footballer, Pastor Best. And there's Bell Ringer. She's Pastor Best as well. And Rector Chances. Bell...
No, she's always going out with Campionologist.
And Bob Major. They make an appealing couple.
Going to lead us in the first psalm, Psalm Enchanted Evening.
Ah, Lord Ismay. The inventor of the Lord Ismay Shepherd.
Mr. and Mrs. Spray and their daughter Lettuce. Spray.
As Mr. and Mrs. Ment and their newt Estament.
Oh, this is unusual. Cannon Balls has just arrived without prior notice.
And then there's the Greek Orthodox couple, Mr. and Mrs. Arribeads, and their daughter Rose Arribeads. Japanese parson coming through the door. He's the chaplain of the Kawasaki Motor Works, Rev Yamota. of course, we mustn't forget on our own Penny Tenshaw. And the first this dance is the Quaker, twice round the room and outside for your oats.
It's no wonder Glorious in Excelsis. Northern Ireland again. Just cause or impediment? And the daughter, Annie, just cause or impediment?
And there's Mr. and Mrs. Elegy in a country churchyard, and their daughter Grace, Elegy in a
country. And the Lancashire Methodist parson, E. Elfire.
You've been listening to the Mike Harding Show. That's all for this week from all of us on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. It's goodbye till next time.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Graham Garden, Mike Harding and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme is produced by Paul Mayhew-Archer.